The musicians of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra are tuning up again. This is Love Your Heart Month. Mark Auerbach takes us to the theater for another review. The Russian-Ukraine impact on gas, and the Supreme Judicial Court, Mayor Sarno, and the Springfield City Council continue to hash out who will run the Springfield Police Department.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Another mild day for the city. It is the middle of the week. It is Wednesday by name, February 23rd, 2022. Let's get down to business. Here's the forecast. Could be some scattered showers through today with the sun and the wind up a little bit, but the highs, if you can believe it, will be between 60 and 64. The winds 15 to 25 miles per hour from the northwest. And for tonight, clear early on, clouds late in a low of 16 to 22. Warm day, cold night. This is Love Your Heart Month from the CDC. The CDC is urging Americans to take charge of their heart health. Now, according to the CDC, one person dies from heart disease in the U.S. every 36 seconds. The most common type of heart disease is coronary artery disease, which restricts blood flow to the heart and causes heart attacks. Lifestyle changes are the best way to protect your heart. Eating healthy, regular physical activity, and cutting out smoking can greatly decrease your risk for heart disease. Now, it's also important to stay in touch with your doctor and get regularly scheduled checkups. A live performance, Mosos Virtuosos, Saturday, March 26th is coming up. Now, their first performance in Symphony Hall since October 2021. Although all of the musicians are members of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra, Moso is not affiliated with the Springfield Symphony. Proceeds from this concert will be used by Moso to produce additional concerts, including the ongoing chamber music series at the Westfield Athenaeum and an additional concert celebrating the music of Broadway composer Stephen Sondheim at Symphony Hall in June. Tickets for the March 26th performance, general admission, are $20. Producers Circle general admission in the Center Orchestra and Center Grand Tier sections are $30. Tickets must be purchased in advance. There will be no door sales. Masks will be required inside Symphony Hall, 34 Court Street at the corner of Columbus in downtown Springfield. If you'd like details and reservations, SpringfieldSymphonyMusicians.com. If you'd like to make a donation online through the MOSO website, SpringfieldSymphonyMusicians.com again. Or checks can be made out to MOSO and sent to MOSO P.O. Box 3513, Amherst, Mass. 01004. All donations made to MOSO will be used to produce live musical events for the Springfield community. As the Pioneer Valley Radio Arts Beat bonus, we have Arts Beat reporter Mark Auerbach joining us. Mark's been to the theater, and he has a review for us. Mark, welcome back. What'd you see?
Thank you, Brad. The play is called This Bitter Earth at TheaterWorks in Hartford. This Bitter Earth, the first production of the new year at TheaterWorks Hartford, is available both in theater and streamed. It's part love story, part primer on race relations, part portrait of equality, and when all the parts are added up, it's all powerful theater. Harrison David Rivers' beautifully constructed, sometimes poetic play, tells the story of a biracial gay couple. Jesse, a playwright, sometimes seemingly ambivalent about racial politics surrounding him, and Neil, his white boyfriend, who is a political activist out there among the Black Lives Matter protesters. As they navigate and negotiate their relationship, they also confront changing political and societal clashes that impact their lives and the world around them. Rivers' play is often poetic and always in your face, but it never preaches. And set in New York and Minneapolis during the last decade, it's fueled by some of the recent headlines in the news cycles. Director David Menzibal, aided in particular by the sound designer Frederick Kennedy, gives Rivers' script the right rhythms and punch, and Ryu Rakusen's smart set, along with Christina Watanabe's superb lighting, fill TheaterWorks' intimate performing space with cinematic dimensions. Damian Thompson's portrayal of the playwright Jesse is powerful, and Tom Holcomb is polished as the boyfriend Neil. Both of these performances are amongst the finest I've seen at TheaterWorks in a while. As theaters maneuver their way through turbulent times, from Me Too to Black Lives Matter, everyone's, quote, talking the talk, end quote, about equity, diversity, and inclusion, and touting every new production, every new hire, or every new event as, quote, look what we're doing, end quote. TheaterWorks has been talking the talk and walking the walk for decades. There have been plays and musicals about different genders, colors, ethnicities, and points of view, and they're staged without talking the talk. This Bitter Earth is powerful theater presented for the audience to consider on multiple levels. This Bitter Earth runs at TheaterWorks through March 20th. The performance can also be streamed through March 20th. For details, twhartford.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Can the unrest between Russia and the Ukraine affect our already high gas prices? The answer? A resounding yes. AAA says the state's average gas price is up by 5 cents from last week, averaging $3.54 per gallon. Tuesday's price, 18 cents higher than a month ago, and 98 cents higher than this time last year. Russia is the world's third largest oil producer. Saudi Arabia doesn't want to pump more oil than already promised. Experts warn that an invasion, sanctions, and counter-sanctions could push gas prices to all-time highs. Gas Buddy said it could go above the $4 a gallon mark. In response, a group of Democrats in Congress want to suspend the federal gas tax to save Americans 18 cents a gallon through the year's end. The Supreme Judicial Court has upheld the Springfield City Council's lawsuit against Mayor Sarno and the city to create a civilian police commission and to create oversight for the department and its commissioner. The mayor has responded swiftly that the power of said commission will be narrowed and curtailed to some degree and will not impact day-to-day operations still under the control of Commissioner Claproot. Now here's a part of the mayor's statement, quote, "The Supreme Judicial Court decision did nothing at all to diminish in any way my authority as mayor to appoint and determine the responsibilities of that individual who is charged with the management and operation of the Springfield Police Department. I will continue to exercise that responsibility. Commissioner Cheryl Claproot will lead the Springfield Police Department as she continues to move the department forward." Mayor Dominic J. Sarno, CAFO T.J. Plant, Chief Development Officer Tim Sheehan, and Springfield Redevelopment Authority Director Amanda Pham will welcome British Consul General Peter Abbott to Springfield with a tour of the state-of-the-art transportation hub, Union Station. Well, I wish you a wonderful rest of the week. You're at the midway point. I hope things are going well for you. And I thank you for being with us on Pioneer Valley Radio, the program we call Brad Shepherd Today. Our next program, Thursday morning, up online at 6 a.m. and available to you on demand throughout the day. Thank you for being with us. We will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.